Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Well, as you know, Moolala is very focused on Financial Literacy Month, and our focus in particular this year is on newcomers and money. And one of the big challenges for newcomers, sure, on the expense side, there's lots of things to work through, but on the income side, there is probably even more, especially in their early years here, as they try and get that that revenue coming in so they can afford this new life. And it is not an easy task. Indeed, Canada has some insight on the foreign job seeker. And today we're going to talk about it. Our guest is senior economist Brendan Bernard. He's with Indeed Canada and he's in Toronto. Hello there.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us about this study. What questions were you hoping to answer?
Sure. So first of all, stepping back from what we were looking at, one of the really striking trends in Canada over the past year has been Canada's rapid population growth. Between July 2023 and July 2022, the population grew by more than 1.1 million in a year, fastest in a long time. So a major shift, and this growth is really all coming from abroad, both through permanent immigration, people getting permanent residency, but also lots of newcomers who don't necessarily have permanent residency status. Some are students, some have work visas, some might be have a combination of the two, but there's been a real change in the Canadian migration dynamics that's had big impacts on the labor market and other areas, aspects of the Canadian economy as well. So that's kind of like the sort of motivating thing for us to look at this, where at Indeed, so Indeed is the world's largest hiring platform. And what that allows us to do is, my job as a Canadian economist here is to track what's going on our website and how what it says about the Canadian labor market. But we can also look beyond our borders to see what job seekers are abroad are doing and how they're interacting with the Canadian labor market. So the metric we really focused on in this study was looking at the share of the foreign job seeker footprint in Canada, which we tracked as the share of clicks on Canadian job postings made by job seekers whose IP addresses were outside of the country. And what we've seen is coinciding with this real surge in population growth is a real surge in the footprint of foreign job seekers. In Q3 2019, roughly 6% of clicks on Canadian job postings came from abroad. This past Q3 in 2023, that share was up to 14%. So 6% to 14%, major shift in the dynamic of foreign job seeker interest in Canada, and one that's coincided with the surge in population growth.
And what's the hypothesis there? Are we a more compelling labor market than we would have been a couple of years ago? Are other markets less inviting to newcomers? To what do you attribute that increase?
So I think there are three things going on there. And two are related and one is kind of a policy change. So the first is there was a room for a rebound after COVID really disrupted international travel. Canada's population was growing at a pretty brisk pace even before COVID, but that really came to a halt when migration and the borders closed. So that restarted and there was some catch up there. But also part of that catch up, it wasn't just migration catching up, the job market was catching up too. And so one of the real striking trends in the labor market in 2021 and 2022 was this enormous surge in employer hiring appetite that happened really across the economy, across regions, across basically all industries. Employers who sort of went on pause in 2020 restarted, and there was a bit of a traffic jam after that, where up to the point of in mid-2022, Canadian job postings were more than 70% above their pre-pandemic level. So there was a ton of employer demand and a ton of open jobs representing opportunities for whoever wants them, including potentially people from abroad. Now, this trend in surging hiring appetite wasn't unique to Canada. So there's another factor I think that's important to talk about, and that's just the expansion and promotion of different temporary work programs in Canada start in some cases in response to this surge in job openings and reports of labor shortages. So we had a few things going on. The temporary foreign worker program was expanded to some new occupations. There was increased maximum hours allowable for foreign students working who are studying in Canada with student visas, but also with their ability to work. And just, I think, also a greater promotion of other program called the IMP program, which also is probably like the main source of non-permanent work visas. And so I think this sort of combination of resumption of travel, this huge surge in employer demand, and then this a whole series of policy changes caught the attention of job seekers from around the world. And they noticed and they started looking and applying for Canadian jobs.
Earlier in the show, we talked with the CEO of one of Canada's largest immigration services charities. It's called Achieve. And we talked about the real challenge that newcomers to Canada still have penetrating the Canadian job market. Sometimes it's credentials, sometimes it's culture, sometimes it's language. Do you have a sense in the data as to whether or not there has been progress for newcomers in terms of landing those jobs? So hooray that they're clicking, amazing that they're interested. Are they successful?
Yeah, well, and this is it's almost a tough question to answer because with this sort of change in the nature of foreign migration, where immigration to Canada is strong, but now we also have this other kind of migration, non-permanent migration, it's tougher to track the labor market outcomes from those people coming to among people coming to Canada on non-permanent work visas. So on the sort of formal official immigration channel, there actually has been some pretty positive developments. It's still the case that Canada has an underemployment problem, especially among university educated newcomers working in jobs that don't fully utilize their skills. But the gaps in underemployment compared to people who've been in Canada longer, as well as people born in Canada, they've actually been closing in recent years. So the problem is definitely not solved, but there has been substantial progress made. But that's on the permanent migration side of things. On the non-permanent migration, we really have less of an idea of how those individuals are faring in the labor market, both whether they're landing jobs, but I think just as important is the type of jobs. It's tougher to track.
I want to ask on the foreign interest, you had some insight in terms of occupations and also salary level. What did you learn on that front? What were the insights there?
Yeah, so I think there were two interesting things that we saw when looking at the types of jobs foreign job seekers click on. One is on one side, we looked at the change in what were the occupations that saw the largest increase. We saw that 6-14% click share increase. What were the occupations that even outpaced that? And then we looked at just in general, where is the foreign job seeker footprint the highest just today? And the answers to those questions were a bit different, because when we looked at the change from 2019 to 2023, really saw a major increase in foreign job seeker interest in manual labor roles. So these are jobs in driving, manufacturing, warehousing, construction, as well as certain areas of the care economy, like personal care and home health, childcare. So these were kind of like the major shifts we saw where in terms of like the increase in foreign interest. And this partially also relates to the fact that Canadian job seekers, at least on the manual labor side, have kind of been shy, have been sort of turning away from those roles for more other areas in white collar and healthcare sectors instead. And so there's partly a shift away from among domestic job seekers and a shift inbound shift from abroad. And so those increases in manual labor and the care economy were where the major changes happened pre-pandemic to today. But when we look at just in terms of the level today, where foreign job seekers are the most prominent, just in terms of as a share of overall click activity, it's really in agriculture and then STEM. Just looking at the list, the top 10 list is really populated by engineering jobs, tech jobs, and I think this isn't, and these weren't necessarily areas where foreign interest increased that much, but it's a fact that the Canadian tech sector has added a ton of jobs over the past few years, and this is just emphasizing how job seekers from abroad have been an important source of that growth.
Really interesting stuff. We'll leave it there. Brendan, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Brendan Bernard is a senior economist at Indeed Canada, and he was here to talk about some insight that Indeed Canada has in the global context of the Canadian job market.